not able to make it this morning after all. So that's okay, because it turns out we've got a full morning here because we have guests in the studio. But first, we want to thank the people that make this possible. Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Freckles Graphics, Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Like a Good Neighbor, Susan is there. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you, and TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. The online telecast brought to you by Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, TC Trailers, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. And we've been talking about how busy the weekend is going to be, and there's another group that's going to be busy as well. We're joined today by Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets and Teresa Ford to talk about the ALS Bail Strong event that's coming up this weekend. So, Teresa, we'll go to you first if you can talk about that event and how it all came about, and tell us, you know, how you got involved.
Well, I got involved because I was joined a group of Jeepers in Lafayette. Last year I went on a ride for a cancer benefit. They had Jeeps and motorcycles involved. So the whole time, you know, every year I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do next year for Rob for ALS. So I got a hold of the lady in the group. Her name's Jamie, and I asked her who was in charge, and she said she would take it in front of the board. She messaged me back, you know, within a couple days and said it was anonymous. The whole board agreed to do this ride. So it started with a woman named Jamie Lynn, and she's out of Lafayette. Her and Zach Hart put this together. They've been wonderful. They've done it all because I didn't have a clue how to do something like this. But she did it, and that's how it come about. They've just been wonderful. Any vehicle can come. It doesn't have to be Jeeps or motorcycles.
That's the best part of this ride, I think, mm-hmm. is that it could be any vehicle this time. And it is fun for Jeeps and motorcycles mm-hmm. to come. But when you're trying to support a cause, and maybe you don't have that, you don't want to miss mm-hmm. out on supporting the cause just because you may not have the, quote, vehicle that they're looking for. So right. This one, you can drive anything.
Yes, anything. She said it can be a van. It can be whatever you have. You can drive it. Doesn't matter.
And are they decorating the vehicles at all? Are we doing any flags or anything
I'm
fun?
Not for sure. The Jeeps might, because they're pretty creative.
Yeah. Okay. So talk about how your background with ALS, because some people know you, some people don't. So talk about your background in dealing with ALS.
Well, I married Rob. He was, you know, a law enforcement officer here in Frankfort. He had talked to me that he was concerned that he would have ALS because it ran in his family. He had several uncles that had it, I think four.
Oh.
And so he had always said, I'm concerned about it. He went and got a gene test. It came back negative, so we were super excited. It was premature. Oh. He got tested, I believe, in 2009, and the gene he had didn't come out until 2011. So it was, that's why we had such a hard time diagnosing him, because he had been to so many doctors because he started having slurred speech. And we didn't know. I mean, no one knew, because they said it can't be ALS. You don't have the gene. But come to find out, he did. So that's where my journey began with mm-hmm. was with Rob. I had no idea what it was myself. I had no idea how bad it was going to be. It was horrible.
Yeah, it is not.
It's horrible.
And the ending is never good. That's the thing. Right now, there's no cure.
No.
And so, boy, that's the thing. Someday a cure would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's been over 80 years, and there's not even a treatment. I mean, it's horrific. And I remember the Pacific time when we found out that it was ALS. I wasn't able to go with him to a doctor's appointment. And he called me on the phone and put the doctor on the speaker. And he said, in 5 minutes, I knew he had bulbar ALS. And I just remember getting off the phone and just bawling. I couldn't even function.
Sure.
Because you know what the outcome is. You knew.
And you had a family. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit, about how that affected your family as well, because you talk about a life-changing moment, not just for the person with it, but it's like military people, you know, mm-hmm. if they're in, you're in a way. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with this. You know, it affected him, but it really affects everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. The granddaughters, we had three and at that time. And he just, you know, he knew he wasn't going to get to see them grow up. It just destroys families. Our daughters were devastated, because, you know, like you said, you know the outcome, and you know, it brings you together because you try to help, mm-hmm. but it also, you know, you realize what's going to happen, and it's just sad.
It is sad, but this is something that you're doing in memory of him, and that is good, and we appreciate
yes.
that, and you're turning it into a positive for him and for others who are dealing with the same thing. And all of this money raised for this will go to exactly which foundation here?
It goes to Team Gleason.
Okay.
And he's out of New Orleans. It's Steve Gleason. He has ALS himself. He's a nonprofit organization, and he helped us. So it's very, very important, what was to Rob and it is to me, to help others. Because just because Rob's gone, there's still so many around the world that have this. And I'm telling you, when you don't have an income, because I had to stop work to take care of him, it's horrible. So if you don't have these organizations to help, I don't know what people would do. And most of the time, family members are left to take care of people with ALS, because a lot of nursing facilities can't handle it. They don't have the skill.
Sure.
So
yeah, they don't have the skill or the manpower.
Exactly.
To be able to do it,
yes.
Because it takes a lot. I know my grandfather had it.
Yep.
And it was my mom and some family members, even if you're close, even if you have a lot of family members, some of them just can't handle it.
Exactly.
They cannot handle the decline mm-hmm. in your family, your loved one that has it. So yeah.
Yes. That's very true. So Steve is, like I said, he helps everyone. He even has a facility in front of where he lives. I don't think it's very big, but he lets people come and stay, like if they don't have, you know, someone to support them. So, yeah, all this money goes to Steve Gleason to help other people with ALS.
Well, it's a good thing you're doing here. And again, it's coming up. Tell us more about the actual event itself. It's this Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's from, registration is from 10 to 12. We're going to do the ice bucket challenge from 10 to 11. And
we were talking about the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, the good old ice bucket challenge.
There are some women in the room here, maybe myself included. Hey, one cube makes it an ice bucket, okay? The rest
yes.
of the water can be warm. If
yes.
you just make the water warm, throw your cube in, it's an ice bucket challenge to me. So, but there is an ice bucket challenge. And I wondered if they were still doing that. I'm kind of glad to hear that
yes.
they are, because that was such a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so, you know, it made something so horrible, at least have a little bit of fun in the sadness of it all. And so I thought the ice bucket challenge was cool, and it got, you talk about bringing awareness to something, that did it. Whoever came up with that,
yes.
that really created awareness for the event. So this Saturday starts at TPA Park in Frankfort.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Starts there, and then there's going to be raffles for buckets. I know Texas Roadhouse is donating some. I don't know what it consists of, and then the Jeep Club put some buckets together, and then also there's Arnie's gift certificates. They donated a generous amount from Arnie's, so they're going to be raffling off those.
We're going to throw in some tickets as well.
Yes,
I'll let you have your pick. We've got Holiday World, we've got Indiana Beach, and we've got Kentucky Kingdom.
Okay.
So you can have your pick. We're going to throw some tickets into that as well, because it's a great cause.
Yes, thank
so
you.
So registration is from 10 to noon, $20 per vehicle, starts at TPA Park in Frankfort, and then what's the route going to be?
We leave and go out toward Michigantown Blacktop, and then we go toward Burlington, and then there's some country roads, and it ends up back at Teresa's and Rossville.
Okay, so a couple of hours.
Yeah, probably, I would say maybe an hour ride
okay.
for that, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
A great day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pass the mic over to Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, who's with us here. Judy, this is a nasty, nasty little disease.
Yes, it is. And you know, at the time that Rob was diagnosed, he was a Frankfort police officer. Mm-hmm. And I think it was pretty devastating for his police family, for city employees, because we didn't know what was going on. And once he had the diagnosis of ALS, it was a pretty heartbreaking and devastating for our city of Frankfort employees. Rob was a great servant for the city of Frankfort, and I think it's amazing that Teresa continues this. I mean, it's so important, because I just saw, looking at Teresa and what she had to do during this time, and how that, you know, would have definitely affected her. Oh, yeah. I mean, I just can't even imagine the emotional, the financial, the mental stress that his family had, and Teresa and the grandkids. And you know, sometimes you put yourself in that place and you think, what if that were my husband? What if that were me? You know, so I think sometimes people forget that. You know, and I'm so happy that Teresa has decided to go ahead and honor Rob, and to make sure that he is remembered. And like I said, we watched him suffer through that. It was nothing like what Teresa went through, right. I'm sure. But we, as friends of his and co-workers, because I worked with Rob many years at the police department. I always loved Rob. I knew how much he loved our community. And so it was pretty heartbreaking to see that all happen. And it's just so important that people realize these things happen to other people, and that we need to be able to support them. And financially, I love this organization that's together that can help them, because it can be a real burden.
Yeah, one of the things I remember about Rob, he was always so kind. He was an animal lover, and he loved his family and children. But the community really rallied around him at that time because of that. So a tribute to him, and a tribute to you as a family core, and the city as well. I remember, you know, that was one thing that kind of brought the city together. Oh, we have someone in our community we all love, and now he's sick. And so I do, again, one of the things I love about our community, we kind of all rally around those people. And here's another chance for us to kind of support that.
Absolutely. You know, let's not forget Rob. Let's not forget what he went through, and not forget his service to our community. Mm-hmm. And we had a special event to honor him at the Neighborhood Center. I don't know, Teresa, remember that?
Yes.
It was a lot of time we put into that, and that was a really difficult situation. But let's just remember that there's people every day that are going through these things, and what we can do to support them and to be there for them. And you know, even though Rob's gone, I'm sure that Teresa still has days that it's really hard for. It's a tough situation when you lose someone like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so happy, like I said, that she's continuing with this, and this event's going to happen. And we'll see what happens on Saturday about 11 o'clock. So.
Sure. I want to bring the mic back to Teresa for just a second. And if you had some advice, unfortunately, there are other families. I mean, I just hate to say it. Unfortunately, there are other people that are going to go through this. But if you had some advice for those families, looking back on it now, what would you tell them? What is something that you learned going through this process that you're like, I wish somebody would have told me this. I wish I would have known that. Especially like these organizations. I didn't know that there were such organizations that could help you guys, not just financially, but maybe with wheelchairs or whatever else. So what is something that you could tell someone else that you've been through it now, unfortunately, but might help them in dealing with it?
I would say to reach out to as many people as you can that in your family that will help you. Because like I said, I was the main sole caregiver, and it took its toll on me. I had no idea, because it's 24/7.
Yes.
So I would definitely reach out to someone that you can count on to come. That's the biggest thing, because I know if you don't get a break, that you can't care for them properly. So that's the biggest thing, is you need help. You have to have help with this. It can't be a one-person thing. And then also the organization, they have ALS clinics almost everywhere. I know there's one in Indianapolis. I don't know about other places. But they will also help with supplies, give you things that you need throughout it. I know we ended up having to go to hospice because we were so desperate because we didn't have any help.
Sure.
And that allowed a nurse to come, you know, a couple times a week. And they, you know, helped with some supplies.
And you don't realize, I mean, I'm thinking like ramps to get in the house and in and out of the house. You have to have a wheelchair. Then sometimes doors, you know, if we live in old homes, sometimes the doors aren't wide enough for wheelchairs to get through. Then there's bathroom accessibility. Yes. I mean, the list is almost endless when you start to think about that and, yes. and what all is required.
Right. And his class, his graduating class, did come and build a wheelchair ramp for us. So he could get, you know, in and out, because his chair come from, well, Steve Gleason paid for half of his chair, and then I donated it back after he passed, because he didn't use it very long, unfortunately. But like I said, this is just so important to help people. And yeah, start preparing. If you're diagnosed, start doing those things early, because as you know, they start losing mobility, you don't have time, because it's quick. I mean, he woke up one day and just couldn't eat. I mean, he was eating fine, then he couldn't, and then maybe a week later he couldn't speak. So you don't have time with ALS. It's rapid. So I would say start doing those things early. Start getting your supplies that you're going to need, hospital bed, shower chair. I mean, I had a wonderful friend go get us a bathtub where I could slide Rob in and out and, you know, give him baths. Just start getting those things early.
Can you talk about the testing? Because I think it's interesting you said that a bit in the beginning that he was tested negative and then he tested positive. Can you talk to people about getting that testing done? If you know that somebody may have it in your family, apparently it runs in families, that they should continue to get tested even if it comes back negative maybe.
Yes, you can get a gene testing. You have to go to your doctor and ask for it. The unfortunate thing about that is it's tricky because if that, you know, they're still, it's still coming out with different things. So like Rob, if the gene's not come out yet, you will come back negative. Because like I said, this, he had the C9 gene, and that wasn't even out yet. They didn't even know it. So I don't know. That's kind of a personal thing. Because if you get tested and you know you have that gene, you pretty much know you're going to have ALS later. So that has to be personal. I don't know that I would want to know that if I had it, because then are you going to be worrying, you know, your whole life?
Yeah.
And, you know, when am I going to get it? When's it going to, you know, start affecting me? So I don't know if it was a blessing maybe that Rob was negative, because that would have been hard knowing,
sure.
you know, for years you are going to get it. We don't know when.
Right. What's coming.
Yes. Yeah. So that's kind of personal, I think, for everyone.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just want to give you a hug because you've done it just with such grace. And, you know, I feel like the good Lord looks down on people that care for other people. And, you know, whether it's you for him, whether it's the mayor for our community, I feel like the good Lord says, hey, these are good people. And so we appreciate what you have done, and what you're continuing to do in his memory is a tribute to both of you and the love that you had. So thank you for that. Again, it's coming up this Saturday. It starts at TPA Park in Frankfort. And so this is a ride, but it's a ride that can be a car, it can be a Jeep, it can be a motorcycle. I don't know if you've got a nice gator that can keep up. I guess you could do that as well. Whatever you want to bring. Tractor? I don't know. Maybe not tractor. We would have some people out there on a tractor, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Jeeps. But it's, and then there's an ice bucket challenge. And so registration starts. Give me the details again.
10 to 12 is the registration for like the ride, but from 10 to 11 we're going to be doing the ice bucket challenge over by the park, where the, yeah, the main office where the park's at.
And so it's $20 per vehicle.
Yes.
Which I think is still, that's a great thing.
Yes.
It's worth every penny of that, if not more. And so if you would like to help out, we would love to have you out there. If somebody has questions, who do they get a hold of?
They can get a hold of me, or they can get a hold of Mayor Sheets.
Okay.
She is always open in communication. And I do want to give her a huge, huge thanks, because she has stuck with me through the last 3 years. I mean, anything I've asked of her, she has been there for Rob and supported it. And Judy, I just love you for that, because, you know, she's helped remember Rob, and that's just so important.
It is. I agree. It is, especially someone that's given to our community like that. So anything else you would like to add while we've got you here?
just, I know there's lots of things going on this weekend, the hot dog festival, this. I know there's maybe a car show at Clinton House, I think. But even if you can't come, donate $5. Mm-hmm. Help some, you know, help a family.
Sure. Is there on somewhere online where they can donate to that organization?
I don't know.
Maybe.
So.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But I know, you know, even if you want to, you can always donate to Team Gleason Foundation, and that's P.O. Box 24493, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70184. And he can, you know, he takes donations. And you can also look up, just type in Team Gleason, and it's got a donate button.
There you go.
If you want to do it on that.
Okay.
If you can't.
And then, again, folks, if you're listening, you may not have gotten all that. Melissa and I will have that here. We'll ask her to leave a copy for us here of that information. We'll have that information. So if you didn't get it right then, no problem. Just give us a call later, 659-3338. It's coming up this weekend on Saturday. Starts at TPA Park. And it should be, Mel says the weather's supposed to be good for this weekend.
It is.
So
it's
should be a good ride for you. So sunscreen, I guess, right?
Yes.
It's a sunscreen weekend.
It's going to be in the 80s, Mayor. So maybe that ice bucket challenge might not be that bad. So... I mean, we were talking off air as to whether or not we could handle doing that, and so she's kind of sitting on the fence like the rest of us.
Now, we also have a young lady in the back of the studio here that's hiding out today. You want to come and say hi so you can tell your friends you've been on the radio? Tell us who you are. Tell us your name.
My name's Dallas, and...
What school will you go to, Dallas?
I'm going to Clinton Prairie.
Clinton Prairie.
What grade?
Sixth grade.
Yeah. Okay. And what are you looking forward to at school this year?
I'm looking forward to play volleyball and softball.
Volleyball and softball. So an athlete.
Okay. So are you a setter or a spiker? So when you play volleyball, are you the one who sets somebody up for a spiker,
or
are you the one who puts it across the net?
Oh, okay. She's a spiker.
She's a spiker, yeah. I kind of figured that was the case.
All right. Do you have your backpack and all your school clothes already?
Yep.
And what day does school start?
I don't know.
Typical young
teen.
I don't know. Do I have to go back so soon? All right. Well, now you can tell all of your friends that you were on the radio with us this morning. Yeah. You did a great job. Thank you. All right.
Can I say, too, that's my oldest granddaughter, and she stayed with me when Rob was sick. And that girl was amazing. She helped me care for her papa. She helped me change his bed sheets. She helped me roll him. Mm-hmm. She is an amazing child. Absolutely amazing, and her and Papal had a bond that like no other.
Sure.
Like no other. So I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, kudos to you, kiddo.
Yes.
Well, again, you're just teaching somebody else to be a caring young human. So we appreciate
that too.
And good luck with school to you. Mayor, will we have you back on here in the near future? I don't know what. Were you
I'm
just
not
on?
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe is it next week? Oh. I'll have to look at my calendar, okay. But I'll be back.
Okay, good. We'll be glad to have you again.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
I got it set.
Okay, you want to take another quick break real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to get her the tickets so that she has tickets to give away. So,
yeah, and I know how fast you move, so yeah, I got a good break in there for you.
All right, you're listening to Party Line on Boone's Best 102.7 FM and WILO.
Freedom, one of your most empowering possessions. No limitations, no compromises, no restrictions, just a wide open road, TC trailer, and freedom. TC Trailers believes there's no journey like the open road, and no road is too long with the right trailer. It may look like they sell trailers, but what they really provide is endless possibilities. Visit tc-trailers.com or stop in their fully stocked showroom or in-house repair shop. And remember, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
Attention drivers, when it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on, Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Virk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Virk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Virk's Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Virk's Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Virk's.com.
You're home for the WILO and Boone 102.7 FM party line. Today is Wednesday, July 24th. I have to tell myself that because last night I thought I had a church meeting, which is usually on the second Tuesday of every month. That's how far off I
am. Fair screws everything up.
It does. I called my brother. I said, is there a meeting tonight? And he's like, you are way off. Well, I'm like, oh, there you go.
Quick shout out to Stephen Decker. He called in a week ahead, actually.
Oh, thank you.
But shout out to him, too, because he is getting ready to go on paternity leave. So that baby is almost here.
Bless his heart.
So, yeah.
Okay.
As I could hear the toddler in the background going, Daddy.
Daddy. Today is National Drive-Through Day. Drive-Throughs have been around since the 1930s, before most people even had cars, actually, but they weren't used for getting coffee or burgers. The first drive-throughs in the U.S. were operated by banks. They figured people were less likely to be robbed if they could get zipped through in a car or on horseback. I'm going to hold you and your horse up. Today is National Cousins Day. first, second, or third, send some love to your cousins today. Friendships with cousins, they usually last a lifetime.
I'm still the youngest one out of all of them. You can go second and third, and I'm still the youngest.
I'm second youngest of my cousins. Oh, yeah. Now, on a more important note, today is National Tequila Day. Raise a glass to the booze made from the agave plant. So margaritas, of course, made with a little tequila. So maybe you should have a margarita today. You like margs?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I like a good marg. Mm-hmm. Today is National Amelia Earhart Day. I lived in Earhart Hall over at Purdue University.
Oh, yeah?
Celebrating the aviation pioneer who was born on this day in 1897. Earhart became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. She disappeared in 1937 while trying to complete a solo flight around the world.
I visited that hall quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't live there, but I did visit it a lot.
Has more, my curiosity
more like,
peaked.
More like taking people home.
The Olympics kind of sort of begin today. They don't officially. However, there are a few competitions that have already kicked off ahead of the opening ceremony. The U.S. men's soccer team plays France in the first group stage match. And men's rugby starts today as well. I love the Olympics. So.
Well, and there's a lot of controversy as to who's going to be singing and who's going to be performing for the opening ceremonies. But they are taking boats down the Thames.
Okay.
Representing different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be... If I don't get to see anything else and I just have to get bits and pieces off of, you know, TikTok and Instagram and all that good stuff, so be it. But I definitely want the opening ceremonies.
Today is also new Samsung device go on sale day. Samsung's much anticipated new Galaxy Fold and Flip phones hit stores today. The cheapest versions cheapest start at $1,500. And go as high as $3,000. Remember when you could get a cell phone and get another one for like a buck? Uh-huh. Those days, I guess, are long over, aren't they?
Most definitely.
A couple of birthdays today. Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo is 55 today. Elizabeth Moss is 42. Michael Richards from Cosmo Kramer from Seinfeld, 75 today. Barry Bonds, 60 today. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. Oh, I used to love that show. I'd come home from school, do my chores as fast as I could so I could get inside to watch Wonder Woman. She's 73. She still looks really good,
she
too.
She looks great. Well, J-Lo looks like she's in her 20s, so, I mean, good grief.
Yeah.
Talk about good genetics.
She's 50-some years old. Uh-huh. I think she's my age. I think she's 54, 55.
Well, you just said it. Yeah. It's her birthday.
55, yeah. And so she's a little older than me.
Mm-hmm.
It looks way better. So there's that. And so that's kind of the things that are happening today.
Wow. That's kind of anticlimax.
It was, wasn't it?
Compared to what's going on around here.
Well.
I mean, there is so much on the calendar, it's not even funny. So we hope everybody has a safe weekend. I know we're only at Wednesday. Lord knows it feels like Friday.
Keep your eyes on Facebook for winning today. Also, I'll be giving away prizes during the free play from 10 o'clock till 11 today. So you have more chances to win then as well.
We got lots of
See if, you know what? I'm going to see if I can pack something into every break to win today. How's that?
Hey, go for it.
I'll see if I can put something in every break. Oh, that means people have to call
thank
in.
Thank you. That means I have to pay attention to the phone lines.
But how fun would that be? I'll try something into every break.
You know, that works for me.
All right.
Go for it. So, all right, everybody. That's going to wrap this episode of Party Line Up. And
Harness Racing on the 26th.
Oh, yeah.
Harness Racing Friday.
At 11, isn't it? 11 or noon.
I'll have to look.
That's when Harness Racing is. It's either 11 o'clock or noon. But I understand, you know, having it during the day. But I'm sorry. I'm like you. I love harness racing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was killing me because we had other things going on at the fair at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there watching a show and then turning around and trying to see out the door to watch the...
I'm glad you brought that up, actually. Michael was in yesterday. Michael Hall, who does our video work with us here, and Addison and the whole group, Kyle and Sam, everybody was working, doing video, Melissa, out at the fair. And some things were recorded. Most of the 4-H stuff is already up. But they were getting some... We did video this year the Derby. So you can watch the Derby when he gets it posted. We also did video some harness racing. You'll be able to go back and watch harness racing. Yep. And they also videoed the KOI dirt drags.
Yep.
So you'll be able to go back and watch those all as well. They're just trying to get them edited to get up on Hoosierland TV. And those you'll be able to go back and watch. So Hoosierland TV.
A lot of people say, how come it takes so long? Because it doesn't, you know, the show's over and so on. It takes a long time. Just 1 hour of video can take anywhere from 6 to 8 hours to upload.
Well, not only that,
plus
we did
have to go edit the sound and everything else. So
we did 25. We were scheduled for 26, but
because
27 because the parade was rained out, and so was the truck and tractor pull.
Yep.
So those two were also supposed to be up, but they were rained out. So that put us at like 25 events. In a week that we're trying to get up. So just be patient with us, but they will be up there. You can go back, and we heard from Michael Hall yesterday. He said that just like the goat show alone had over 1,000 viewers. So we want to thank everybody that's supporting Hoosierland TV, and we want to thank all of our sponsors for Hoosierland TV as well. And don't forget, sports starts. So we're less than a month away from sports starting. On Hoosierland TV football season. I think kicks off the 23rd of August.
Yeah, we're just living through fair, and then we're getting
Girl, there's no downtime for us. There is no downtime. Yeah, so a lot still to come. We appreciate all of you, not just listening, but watching, supporting us, going to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Thank you so much. We appreciate all of you.
All right, everybody have a great day. Listen to win.